Welcome to Real Time with WLP. I'm Virginia Fairbank, the DE&I Chair and Mental Health Specialist at Lundbeck Canada, and I'll be the host of this episode. We are thrilled to have with us today as our guest, Kim Ferris. Kim is a senior biopharmaceutical representative with Amgen and the dynamo behind Fit with Ferris. Kim, I am particularly excited to have you on Real Time. We have known each other a very long time, and I've witnessed you help dozens of women in pharma over the years to meet their fitness goals and help them adapt their fitness routines to their individual schedules with amazing results. For our WLP listeners, I'm also excited that you will walk away with Kim's top five tips to make physical fitness a sustainable priority. The objective of this episode is for each listener to walk away inspired to take action in your own lives.
Thank you, WLP, for this opportunity and Virginia for taking the time to highlight the importance of self-care for your listeners.
Well, self-care has thankfully been at the forefront of our workplace conversations for helping to mitigate the inevitable burnout. But self-care can mean many things to many people, depending on the unique way you recharge and de-stress. But the one part of self-investment that has a lot of clinical data and research backing its numerous health benefits is the physical fitness piece of self-care. But the tricky part, of course, is how do you fit this into our busy lives? So, Kim, let me ask you this, and let's start at the beginning. As a member of the pharma industry, how did physical fitness become such a priority for you?
Excellent question, Virginia. Well, many years ago, when I first started it as a rep on the road all day, running from here to there, had a really big territory, then coming home at night and having to run the family to all their activities, I found that I was really starting to get burnt out. I was exhausted. I had no energy. I did have intentions each day to actually try to schedule something for myself, but week after week, it just never got there. And I was really starting to kind of get a little bit, I wouldn't say depressed, but really low mood and not happy because my day was just so consumed with working and family and no self-care, as you coin it, not taking the time for myself. And I was making monthly payments to the gym.
The
But not actually
donation.
get and not getting there. So then I had a friend, a very wise friend. He suggested maybe I should hire a personal trainer to get me motivated. And maybe just this would be a great kickstart to get incorporating the fitness that I really wanted to into my schedule. And I agreed. I said, it's a great idea. I booked six sessions with a local trainer at my local gym, and the trainer only had an early time slot, 6:30 in the morning, and I agreed, and it actually was what I exactly needed. I needed that, accountability, someone waiting for me. I was paying for it, another thing that makes it a little bit more of a commitment. And fast forward months and years. Now I go to the gym in the morning, and it's how I start my day. And the days that I don't, for some weird reason, let me tell you, I feel it.
So can you share with us then your top five tips you've learned along the way that would balance sustainable fitness goals with a successful career, regardless of where you are within your career path?
Yeah, excellent question. Okay, I'm gonna rattle off the five tips for you, Virginia. Number one, prioritize and plan ahead. Number two, opt for efficient workouts. Number three, embrace active community. Four, make healthy nutrition a habit. And number five, leverage technology and accountability.
All right, can you jump into each one and help share what each of the tips that you have for each one of them?
Sure can, no problem. Okay, so prioritize and plan ahead. Setting up your fitness activity, be it at a gym, at home, at the hotel when you're traveling or away with family, set it as if it's a doctor's or a dentist appointment. It's in the calendar. Monday at 7:30, Tuesday at 7:30, like slot it in as an appointment. Find the time that best suits your schedule. I mean, obviously not all your listeners are going to want to go to the gym at 6:30 in the morning. Maybe they have to get the kids off to daycare, so the mornings is not available to them. Maybe they work at a head office and there's a gym they're lucky enough to have a gym at their head office. Work out at lunch or schedule it on your way back home that evening. So just really finding that time that works for you as an individual. And when it's done, like when you actually get that into your schedule and you're in that routine, like you're gonna feel so good. You're gonna feel so good. And you don't have to aim for 5 to 7 days a week of working out. Start small. Start with 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Tuesday, Thursday, go for a walk at lunchtime with a friend, but those days, those 3 days, set it into the calendar.
I
And
love
the
how you
other
put that, Kim, that you can tailor your workouts based on your schedules. Because often when we look at our weeks, they're inconsistent. So it's nice that you can tailor it depending on what your week looks like and how busy and how back to back you are with your meeting. I love that part of it.
Exactly. And then the other part of planning ahead is the whole meal prep, making sure you have your lunch packed for you that day. And we're going to talk a little bit about some tips and tricks around that. But also make sure you have water with you. Like nothing worse than getting in the car and not having your water, or even like extra snacks. As a sales rep, I'm currently still on the road most days. I always have snacks in my car. I always have granola bars or protein bars, almonds and things like that. So have those in the car at all times, so they don't go bad. They stay in the car, no problem. But then I always bring stuff with me because nothing worse than getting in the car and not having anything, and then you're hungry, and then you're making maybe poor decisions.
I remember often going and rummaging through your purse, looking for your purse snacks. You
I
always need to
do
organize with
remember
this. Definitely.
that. I do remember that. I was You could always rely on me. Okay, so moving to number two, opt for efficient workouts. So what do I mean by that? Time is of the essence. Personally, I don't have 2 hours to spend at the gym. So nowadays, you can like see pull off a few videos off social media that kind of guide you through a workout. A lot of the stuff is free. I mean, YouTube videos are out there on Instagram. There's lots of short videos available that can show 3 to 5 exercises that you could maybe do at home in your gym, or if you have no equipment and you just need some basic exercises, you can pull those off too. There's so much out there available to your listeners. And also, even if you're traveling for your work, you're going to be in a hotel and maybe you don't want to use the hotel gym. You could just do stuff right in your room. Maybe bring some bands. You can tailor your workout for where you are and really incorporate it into your day.
So that takes us to number three.
Perfect. Embrace active community. I never realized what this actually was called, like what this was. I do this every day, but I didn't know there was a title for it. Get in your steps. I'm really big at parking further away in the parking lot at the mall or a doctor's office that I'm at and hiking in. So get those extra steps in. Taking the stairs when possible. Virginia knows I've dragged her up a few flights of stairs.
Grudgingly.
Oh my God. And now, especially, since COVID, we're working from home. So sedentary lifestyle and taking, being at our desk most days, we're not getting in as many steps as we used to because we're not commuting maybe to the office. We're not in and out of the office, up and down, across. So we really have a more sedentary lifestyle. And I've heard this phrase, and I really do believe it, sitting is the new smoking. So if we can get in moving and getting around each day, that's the goal. I mean, obviously we all want to get to 10,000 steps, but I have to say 10,000 steps is difficult. You have to really plan for it. And then also something that I've tried to do when possible is take a walk talk meeting. If there's an opportunity where you're really just listening to a meeting and you don't have to take notes, or you can maybe just listen in and go for a walk.
That's a great idea. And then that way you also get outside, get into nature, which does wonders for our mental health and de-stressing.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Number four, make healthy nutrition a habit. Meal prep on Sunday. I really do try on Sunday to lay out the meals for the week. I mean, I have to say I'm no rock star. This doesn't happen all the time, but the weeks that it does, I'm off to the races. This is amazing. So meal prep, maybe some containers. I recently uncovered a local caterer, a young lady that caters healthy food options. And she sends you an email the middle of the week. You pick it up on Sunday at her house, and they're pre-arranged all the things you need in a nice, nutritious meal. You can just warm it up. And the price was really, like, it's not very expensive. So maybe some of your listeners could look into some of the local places in their community that maybe offer something like that. And I usually try to order 5 to 7 for the week, and then they're there if life gets busy and I feel like I'm struggling to get the nutrition into my daily schedule.
I love what you said too there, Kim, earlier as well about when you're prepping. So you have a young family, you're prepping your kids' lunches, you know, just to cut up some extra vegetables for yourself too. And it doesn't take a lot of time. And then you'll be set up as well for healthy snacks.
It's so true because, you know, like if you have a young family and you're making them their school lunches, why can't you make yourself lunch too? Like I know I was guilty of that. I would just do the stuff of the family and then leave the house and realize, whoa, I don't have anything for lunch. I have no water, but I would have never done that to send my kids off to school with nothing. So just when you're doing the family's prep for the lunches, add in something for yourself.
That's a great tip. Almost like an airport, you know, on a plane when they say put your own oxygen mask on first.
Yes. Yes. You know what? We talked about this once before, Virginia. And you know what? It is so true. We have to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others.
I love it.
And number five, leverage technology and accountability. Well, I think, you know, if COVID's taught us anything with regards to technology, there's so much out there available. Obviously, there's a lot of free available workouts. And during COVID, I was doing a lot of Zoom fitness with my colleagues, and I was digging deep into the internet, seeing what was available for free. And I was blown out of the water. Like, you know, you can look for something that's, say you only have 15 minutes and you want to do something, core exercises. You Google 15 minute core exercises at home, a plethora of videos pop up, and then you can choose which ones you want to. So, you know, you can tailor it. I have 20 minutes. I want to do lower body, or I want to do upper body, and I have 30 minutes. So the technology is available, and a lot of it is free.
I love that part that you can customize it for where you are that week, that day, and you can still maintain your fitness goals.
Exactly. 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 And then also the part about accountability, I think I highlighted this earlier when I first got a trainer, you know, I was paying for the trainer, so I really felt like obligated to get there. So that's all to do with accountability. And now a lot of gyms, if you want to sign up for a class, everything's on an app. Like I know here at my gym, if I want to sign up for a class, I have to book in. But there's like a window of like, if you cancel at a certain time, you're going to get charged. So there's more accountability because now I scheduled myself in for that gym class. Oh my gosh, if I cancel, they're going to charge me $30. I really don't want that. So a lot more gyms have gone to that, and I think that's helping people stay accountable.
And I love what you said too, that you have a gym buddy, because I imagine that would also help keep you accountable, that you don't want to disappoint that person by not showing up. And it would also make your workouts more fun if you had a buddy to do it with as well.
It totally does. It totally does. And yeah, no, it's been a great opportunity. You know, I mean, not everyone has the same fitness goals, and so finding someone that has something similar to you is always helpful. And I feel lucky that I found this gym buddy right now, and we push each other each day, and it's been great. It's been a great opportunity.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to leave your listeners with a little bit of a statement that I read, and I really believe in it. You know, your health and fitness journey is an investment in your overall quality of life. You know.
Couldn't agree more. But like you said, we have to do it. We have to just start. So thanks. So to recap, your top five tips are: number one, prioritize and plan ahead, right? Number two, opt for efficient workout. Number three, embrace active community. Number four, make healthy nutrition a habit. And number five, leverage technology and accountability.
There it is. There it is, Virginia.
Amazing. So, Kim, thank you for sharing your impact through experience to help us women in pharma to make physical fitness a sustainable priority and inspire action through your top five tips. I certainly learned a lot today. Thank you.
My gosh. Thank you, Virginia and WLP, for this amazing opportunity. This was so much fun. It's, you know, speaking about my favorite subject. It's so easy, and I loved it. Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell. Well, thank you, Kim. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to Real Time with WLP. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will listen with future guests. To stay up to date with WLP, follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn, and consider becoming a member to join our powerful and inspired network by visiting womenleadersinpharma.com to learn more. Thank you.